Hey, what's up? This is Kevin DeSilva, and I want to welcome you to episode 3 of the VIP Viralizer Insiders podcast. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about the Viralizer's manifesto. So what is a manifesto? A manifesto is basically your beliefs, right? What is the beliefs behind you, your brand? What do you stand for? And I'm going to be sharing with you the manifesto that I've created for Viralizers, but also so that you can see how you can create a manifesto. Now, the way this came about was last year, I was doing a ton of research. I mean, if anything, I was doing way too much research and no action. That had to do with, you know, being ADHD the way I am. I tried the whole meds thing, and that didn't work out. That didn't work out at all. I was basically like a crackhead on speed. You know what I mean? I'm already a very hyper person, and the doctor gave me basically speed, right? Because somehow speed is what calms you down. I don't know. All it did, though, was turn me into the medical student that's studying for a medical exam and no sleep, but I did a ton of research. Now, throughout that research, I had a lot of great finds, and that's a lot of the stuff that I'm going to be sharing with you in Viralizers are things that I found in that research phase where I was just doing nothing but researching and going out in all sorts of different directions outside the box. Now, one of the things that I found, which is one of the greatest finds that I had, was on a site called TED, TED.com, one of the best sites to go to. I mean, it's just the videos over there. If you haven't seen it yet, go check it out. It's unbelievable. I mean, the stories are just amazing. The things that they talk about, you know, the future, where we're going in medicine, not just in marketing, but in medicine, in happiness, in mindset, all sorts of cool stuff that'll just blow you away. I mean, there is a video there from 2009, like, you know, over 3 years ago, that, you know, there was this dude that had this thing where he had this little camera like clipped onto his shirt, and it was projecting this image onto his desk, and he had these two things, you know, on his he had these little things on his fingertips, right? And he would, like, let's say he had a picture of a graph on his desk, like an actual paper, you know, it was printed up, a graph. Well, with the camera, with the thing on his fingertips, was connected to the camera, so he could grab the graph that was on the paper and duplicate it the same way you do on a computer, but in real life, and then just duplicate it onto another piece of the desk. If he looks at his plane ticket, the camera scans the barcode on the plane ticket and then projects, you know, how delayed the plane is going to be or if it's on time. I mean, just insane, insane things. And to think that this is something they were doing in 2009, just blows you away, right? It makes you realize, like, wow, I'm really sleeping when it comes to, you know, the times that we're living in today. So I sincerely suggest, that was a long tangent. Basically, the point, to sum it all up, go to TED.com, watch the videos there, especially when it comes to, you know, how to be a better person, how to be happier, all sorts of cool stuff. Now, one of the videos that I found was a video by someone whose name is Simon Sinek. Now, Simon Sinek talked about how to build trust. But when you want to build trust with your tribe, with your audience, when you want to build your brand story, he talks about how you want to talk about why you're doing what you're doing, why your brand, why your business does what it does. And the exact examples that he used, I can't remember too much. I should have watched it again, but I watch it at least once a month. Which, another tip, another tangent real quick. Every time you find a video that inspires you, make sure you bookmark it and you come back and watch it every single month, okay? If there's ever a day you wake up and you're just dragging, you don't feel like, you know, you're not in the zone, go back to that folder of inspirational videos. Think videos that just, for you personally, you know, it's not a video I can tell you. It's going to be certain videos with certain presenters that, you know, they just connect with you, whether it be their personalities equal to yours, whatever. Make sure you make a folder like that. Well, for me, this is one of them. Simon Sinek is one of those videos where he talks about Apple, right? He says, you know, what is it about Apple that allows Apple to go into all these different product categories, right? They can sell the iPod, which is basically an MP3 player. They could sell computers. They can, you know, innovate, and they come out with the iPad, which is a tablet. Then they come out with the iPhone. So now they're crossing over into cell phones. What other brand has been able to do this? None, right? There's no other brands that have been able to, you know, be the dominant player when it comes to computers and then been able to come out with a cell phone and be the number one when it comes to cell phones, come out with a tablet and be the number one when it comes to tablets. Apple is the only one that has been able to do this. Why? What makes Apple so much different than Dell? What Simon goes into, he calls it the golden circle. On the outside, I think the first layer, you know, picture a target, you know, like a target with the bullseye, it's got the circles. Well, the first circle, the outermost circle, that would be like the how, I believe it is. And then the next circle in is the what. So here's how we do it. Here's what we do. But the real thing that matters is why they do it. Dell never goes into why they create computers. They only talk about what they do and how they do it. We build the best computers and, you know, we use the best parts and whatever. That doesn't speak to anybody. That doesn't connect with anybody. But Apple, on the other hand, talks about why they do it. Apple, the brand, stands for innovation, excellence, you know, always trying to come out with the next best thing. They're, you know, paving the way for the rest of us. They're the ones taking our culture in a whole new direction. So they stand for innovation. They don't just build computers. They build culture shifting products. But it's not the products that we focus on. It's why they're doing it. This is what speaks to people. This is why people will sport, you know, and represent for that brand. I can bet you any money that if Apple started creating, you know, backpacks tomorrow, everybody would be wearing an Apple backpack. Think about, I mean, maybe they do, I don't even know, but think about it. How many people do you see with backpacks where they take the Apple sticker that comes with a Mac and they stick it onto their backpack? They choose to willingly, they actually take action so that they can represent for the brand. I mean, that's something. And why would they do that? Why would they put a picture of that Apple on their backpack? Because they're representing, I believe what Apple believes. So, you know, Simon goes on to talk about the way you do this, the way you get people to follow you is talking about your beliefs. What is it that your brand believes? Whatever it is that you believe, that's what causes you to take action. That's what gives you the why. So what is it that you believe? Now, another example that he gives, he talks about Martin Luther King. Think about it. Back then, there was no internet. There was no way for them to get, you know, access to the masses and speak to the masses. And especially when, if anything, back then, they were trying to shut him up, right? They didn't want Martin Luther King's words to get into the minds of Americans, right? They wanted to keep his words away from the minds of Americans, yet he still was able to do the Million Man March. How did they do it in a time where there was no internet, no cell phones, where everybody is trying to silence you, but yet your words are spreading? The reason is, and Simon Sinek talks about, one of the reasons Martin Luther King had so many followers wasn't because of the man, right? They weren't so much in love with the man, which I'm sure they loved the man, don't get me wrong. But the reason he was able to connect with everybody was because he was talking about what he believed, right? I had a dream. And he would talk about his dreams and his beliefs and what everybody that was listening to him was saying. Yes, that's what I believe. Yes, that's my dream. They were connecting with the beliefs. You follow me? So he was talking about why and the beliefs behind what he was doing. Everybody else was saying, yes, that's what I believe. So they supported him because they, you know, Martin Luther King, in their eyes, was, you know, the person on the stage that, even though he was the one up there and he was the one that was talking, he was speaking for them. And that's why he had so many followers, by talking about what he believed. If he was talking about himself, he was talking about, you know, what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, It was more about what they believed and what they were trying to achieve, right? Similar goals, that kind of thing. So now, to bring it full circle, this is what I've done with Viralizers, and I believe that this is what you should do with your brand. Come up with the beliefs that are going to, you know, they're going to be what your brand believes in. What are those beliefs so that you can connect with your audience on that same deep level? You follow me? You want to get on a level where people are connecting with you, not based on what it is you're doing or how you're doing it, but why you're doing it. So why do you do what you do? What are the beliefs? I'll give you some examples. So for Viralizers, the beliefs are, number one, enjoy the hustle. And I have an image, which if you go to viralizers.com/manifesto, viralizers.com/manifesto, I'll create a link that'll bring you to the image that it'll represent, you know, Viralizers. Now, I'll continue to add beliefs to this, but so far, here's where we're at. Number one, enjoy the hustle. Enjoy what you do. Don't just do something. See, I work pretty much all the time, right? When I'm watching a movie, I'm working. When I'm taking a shower, I'm working. When I'm on a date, I'm working. I'm always working. My mind is always, the wheels are always turning. Sometimes my best ideas come from when I'm doing something else, like watching a movie, and in the back of my mind, I'm working. And the reason is, I think it's because, you know, if I'm watching a comedy or something that's funny, it puts me into a, you know, I feel great, right? It puts me into a good state. And because I'm in a good state, I'm able to, you know, think clearer and I come up with great ideas, right? I'm sure everybody has their own place where they come up with the best ideas. Well, enjoying the hustle means when you hustle, you should be hustling towards something that you enjoy. See, I enjoy what I do so much, I don't want to stop thinking about it. Most people can't wait for Friday, right? Oh, thank God it's Friday. I get to go home and not think about work. For me, it's the opposite, okay? I hate weekends. I hate holidays. I can't stand the end of the year. Not because, you know, don't get me wrong, I love the holidays. I love spending time with my family. But I can't stand that, you know, I can't just go to work because even though I'm working, everybody else is with their families. So it's like everything stops. And I enjoy what I do so much, I don't even want to stop. I wish sleep was optional, because if it was optional, I would hardly sleep. I do hardly sleep, but I would sleep even less if it was optional, if I wasn't, you know, if I didn't have to do it. The next belief is build relationships, not numbers. So one of the reports that just came out by Technorati, it's called 2013 Digital Influence Report, where Technorati did a bunch of, you know, surveys and polls, and they found, I have it right here in front of me, let me grab one of the stats so I could tell you, they found some really interesting things, okay? Now, one of the stats that I wanted to bring up to you was, or here's one, 86% of influencers blog, okay? So that's a good one to know, you know, 86% of influencers, 86%, they blog. So that means that you want to be blogging. And then there's another one, which is 54% of consumers agree, all right? 54% agree that a smaller community holds more influence over a larger community. So if you have a small community, it will have more influence. You know why? Because the smaller the community, the more tight-knit, right? The more believers, right? Everybody's like a real hardcore believer in that small community. When it's a big community, now you start to lose some of that, you know, hardcoreness, if you will. You start to lose it, right? It starts to get diluted, you know? So you want to keep small communities, but that are really passionate and believe what you believe. Now, when it comes to building relationships, not numbers, which is what we talked about in episode 2 of Viralizer Insiders Podcast, it's about building the relationships, all right? Again, it's better to have an audience of 1,000 people that you actually know and like and trust versus having 100,000 people that you don't know, that you don't trust, and that you don't like. You follow me? The next one is all, there's three lines, and in the middle word is easy, okay? Easy. So I'm going to read all three lines for you, and we'll go from there. So the first line is, making money is easy when you have a tribe. Line number two is, building a tribe is easy when you provide value. Line number three, providing value is easy when you love what you do. So let's break those down. Making money is easy when you have a tribe. When you have a tribe, a group of people that believe what you believe, that know, like, and trust you, I mean, it's as simple as sending out an email if you want to make money. As long as you have the tribe, as long as they know, like, and trust you, and you hold influence over them, not in a bad way, but just because they know, like, and trust you, they'll do what you ask them to do or you recommend that they do, right? So making money is easy when you have a tribe. All right, then, how do you build a tribe? Well, line number two is, building a tribe is easy when you provide value. When your number one goal in life, in work, is to just provide value to as many people as possible, build relationships with them, and actually care about everybody. I mean, that's all it takes. There's no secret, you know, there's no evil scheme here. All you gotta do is just care about people, provide as much value as you possibly can. That right there, you know, and one thing that we're gonna be talking about in probably one of the following episodes is, you know, small wins. We talked about it in strategy session number one, but setting up small wins. And what I mean by that is, you know, for me, I'm building up the Viralizers brand, right? I might talk to somebody today about, I might do a podcast, I should say, today about Facebook, or a video about how to use Facebook, and I put that out. And then next week, I might put one out about Twitter, and then the week after about Google Plus, and the week after about, selling ebooks on Kindle. Now, as long as I stay consistent, I'm going to pick up a few subscribers, a few people will jump on my list every week, right? Even though I'm building my audience, some people in my audience might only be interested in Facebook. So I might put out the video about Facebook. Boom, I'm going to interest those people. They're going to see it. They're going to come check it out. They might jump on my list. They might stop following me, whatever. Then next week, I do something about Twitter. And then all the Twitter people will come. They'll jump on my list. And as long as I stay consistent and I keep covering all these different topics, right, I'll continue to build more and more people, more and more trust. People see that you're a consistent person, that you're not here today and you're going to be gone tomorrow. However, most of us, and including me, right, when we start off, what do we want? We expect to, and mostly because of what we've been told, right? It's not our fault. It's what the market has told us, right? Every sales letter out there promises that you can make $1 million overnight. And it's not realistic, but we want to believe it. It's kind of like believing in Santa Claus. You wish you could believe it. Even though you know it's not there, it's still fun to believe. Well, that means that we expect to do one thing and get all these results overnight. That's not the way things work. We have to provide value and we need to be consistent, okay? That's one of the things I'm going to keep in there is staying consistent. But the next part of the Viralizers Manifesto is take massive action being certain of success, okay? Take massive action being certain of success. What does that mean? Well, obviously, take massive action. That means that you need to take massive action. Now, understand what action is, though. There's a lot of different actions that you could be taking. Researching and studying is not action. It's studying. It's researching. Taking action is moving your business forward, right? So what we mean by that is writing a blog post. You know, something that you're putting out to your audience. It needs to involve you putting another piece of content out there. Understand that everything you put out there, whether it be a blog post, a tweet, a post in a community, you know, you respond to somebody in a forum, that's taking action. Because all of those are now bait, okay? They're bait out there in the ocean. There's an ocean out there with a ton of fish, but you need to put bait out there, right? A line with bait so that people can bite and you can, you know, rail them in. Now, if all you have is one piece of content that you've put out there in the ocean, you're not going to catch any fish, right? I mean, that's a really small piece of bait. The better the content, the better, the bigger the bait, the bigger the fishes you can catch, the more fishes you can catch. The more times you put out content, every time you put out a new piece of content or a response or you do something, you respond to somebody. Every time you provide value, right? It's like you're dropping another line with another piece of bait out there in the ocean. So if every single day you put 5 or 10 new lines out there with bait, over a month, over 6 months, over a year, could you imagine how many fish you're going to be catching to keep up with the picture I'm painting here? But you follow me? Because understand that once you put the line out there with that bait, the bait stays there. Even if you catch one fish today, that bait will still be there tomorrow, the day after, a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now. It'll be there forever, right? If you put a video on YouTube and it starts to rank for really well for a keyword, it'll be there today, tomorrow, the day after, next week, a month from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, 5 years from now. That video will be there forever, okay? So understand that that's how you build a tribe. That's how you build a business, is continue to put value out there, right? Now, when I say take massive action, being certain of success, when you take this action of putting value out there, you need to have a mindset that says, I know for a fact, I am certain that I am going to, that this blog post, that this video is going to be seen by tens of thousands of people. You need to create every single blog post, every single video, everything. You need to do it and do it with the mindset that it is going to be seen by tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands or millions of people. Now understand something. Will it be seen by a million people overnight? No, right? It's not going to be seen by a million people overnight. But what we need to understand is that it could, okay? Like let's say you do something today and, you know, you're doing a great blog post. You're spending 3-4 hours writing a blog post once a week. You're creating a kick-ass video once a week and you're putting them out there, And then all of a sudden, you know, you catch the eye in 6 months from now, you catch the eye of a huge publisher or somebody with a huge list in your market. And they say, I would like to interview you. Well, they interview you and now they have a list of 3 million people. Okay. And I know that's an extreme example, but just play along with me for a second. So let's say that, boom, you do this interview and now you get access or you get exposed to 3 million people. You know what's going to happen? Those people are now going to say, wow, that was really valuable stuff that they just talked about. I'm going to go back to their site and take a look at what they've done. So now all these people are going to start searching who you are, right? They're going to go to your blog. They're going to go to your YouTube channel. They're going to go look at the stuff that you're putting out on Twitter. And what's going to happen? What are they going to find? You see, just because you put something out today and it's not seen by a million people overnight does not mean that nobody's ever going to see it. Once you start to pick up traction, you start to build your tribe and it starts to get bigger and bigger and more people start to share it, people are not going to just look at what you did last week. They're going to go back to the week before. They're going to go back to the beginning. So they're going to go look at everything that you put out. For this podcast, for example, you know, I did episode number one. Now, obviously, there's not going to be as many people listening to episode number one. However, if by episode number 10, we have thousands of subscribers, right? And they all, you know, because it's caught traction, episode 3 gets shared, and then episode 4, and then 5, and then 6, and it keeps getting shared and shared. The more times, the more episodes I add, the higher my ranking goes in iTunes, the higher I rank in Stitcher, and so on, all right? The more I can share it on social media, the more people that are retweeting it. So it starts to grow and grow and grow. Now, it's the same thing as being on a bike, right? If you're on a bike, you're pedaling. Well, every time you put out a new episode or a new piece of content, it's like you just pedaled again. And the more you pedal, the faster you'll go. And this is what starts to happen with your tribe. It starts to grow. They're going to start going back to look at, episode number one. So now episode number one is going to start getting more listens than it did the week it came out. Does that make sense? So what we want to do is we want to put out content being certain of success. Maybe that success won't come overnight. That's fine. But we know for a fact that we're not going to stop trying. We're not going to stop hustling. We're going to hustle and build relationships and provide so much damn value that we know for a fact the day is going to come that that piece of content or value will be consumed by thousands and thousands of people, right? So now what we could do is we could take that value. We can put it on a guest post, right? Submit it as a guest post to a top blog in your market. That'll get you traffic right away. Now it will be seen by thousands of people overnight. All right. But now not only will it be seen by thousands of people overnight, it'll continue to be seen by 20, 30, 100 people a day, whatever it is. But every day, 20, 30 people. I know that doesn't sound sexy. Okay. 20, 30 people a day. What's that? Okay. But think about it like this. If you do one piece of content every day, right? Every day, one piece of content, one piece of value that you put out there in, you know, 6 months from now, or let's say a year from now, that'll be 356 pieces of value that are out there. Now, if each one of them was getting 10 views, let's say, now that means that that's 3,560 new views every single day. See how that works? You see how if you're consistent, even if one piece of content over here is only getting 10 views, right? Or you're only getting 10 new exposure to 10 new people for that one piece of content per day. Well, the more pieces of content you put out there, that ends up becoming 3,000 people per day. What kind of a business would you have if every single day you're getting exposed to 3,000-4,000 new people? That's using an assumption of only getting 10 people to see each piece of that content per day. That's nothing, okay? But what happens is the more you put out, the more, you know, the bigger your brand gets, the bigger your audience gets, the bigger your name recognition gets, okay? The higher you start to rank in the search engines, the higher your ebooks rank in Kindle, because, you know, one of the strategies for getting your ebooks to rank in Kindle is release more ebooks. The more ebooks you put out, the higher you rank. Same thing on iTunes. The more episodes you add to your podcast, the higher you rank because they see that you're a serious person. Same thing on YouTube, right? The more videos you put out there, the more, and as long as it's good content, you're going to get a lot of thumbs ups. The more likes you get and comments and the more activity, well, the bigger your audience will get on YouTube. So when you add a new video, it gets instantly exposed to all the people that are subscribed to your channel. Boom. Right? So this is how things work. You want the secret to success? This is it. Take massive action, being certain of success. Meaning when you take action, make sure that every single piece of content you put out is your absolute best. Next one. To be acknowledged, you must first acknowledge. To be acknowledged, you must first acknowledge. What does that mean? That means that if you want to be acknowledged, if you want to build a relationship with the top people in your market, if you want to build relationships with the people in your tribe, right? I always hear people all the time, oh, you know, I put out a tweet on Twitter and nobody responds. Nobody clicks on my links. Nobody does all the stuff that everybody says it's going to do. So I think Twitter sucks. What are you talking about? That's crazy. Okay. Twitter is great. You can't just expect to go there and, you know, just get a bunch of followers and boom, right? You could just go to Fiverr, pay somebody $5, go get me 5,000 fake followers. I'm going to put out a tweet and boom, I'm going to get thousands and thousands of people clicking on that link. That's not the way things work, okay? The way things work is you got to build up friendships, relationships with all the people in your tribe. So, for example, if there's an editor of a top site in your market and you want to build a relationship with them, what's the best way to do it? Is it to bother them? Is it to email them saying, hey, will you promote my stuff? Is it to, you know, email them saying, I got this kick-ass ebook. Please send it to your audience because they'll like it and you'll make money too. That's not going to get them. However, if on Twitter they put out something, you're following them, they put out something that's valuable and nobody else replies, because believe me, nobody else replies to anybody. Nobody replies. I don't get it. It's like you see the top people and all these markets and they put something out on Twitter and they're just like us. Nobody responds, right? Maybe five people respond. Why? Because most people don't want to do the acknowledging. They want to be acknowledged. Well, if you leave a comment or a response or you retweet their thing, guess what you've just done? You've just gotten on their radar. We've talked about this in episode number one, right? If you acknowledge people, they'll acknowledge you. It's kind of, they're forced to acknowledge you. They can't help it, right? If you leave a response, if you reply to something that they put out and you're one of three or four people that responded, they're going to see you. They're going to get a notification instantly from Google or Twitter or whatever site it was on saying, hey, so-and-so just commented on your thing. So boom, they're going to see your name instantly, guaranteed. Now, if you do this, now maybe they don't, they're not looking at notifications that day. Maybe the next day they come in and they go to the notifications, but they didn't see the one that said you responded to something they put out. Doesn't matter. Because now when they leave, when you leave another response on something else that they put out this day and then that day, you know, 2-3 times in a month, they're going to know who you are. So this is what you want to do, not just with the big people in your market. This is what you want to do with everybody. And it's not about kissing the big people in your market's ass. It's about building relationships, okay? If you build relationships, you've heard the saying, it's not about what you know, it's about who you know, right? And it couldn't be, that could not be a truer statement. I mean, it really comes down to who you know. If you make friends with somebody that has one of the biggest lists or one of the, you know, biggest brands in your market, one email from them and you're on top, okay? You're on top. Everybody will know who you are. If you could get an interview with them, if they'll interview you, whatever, whichever way it goes, it will be valuable to you. And that'll only happen when you have relationships with people, when you have a tribe to leverage so that you could say, hey, Mr. Big Person, you know, with big list, big brand, I got this tribe over here of thousands of people that are really interested in this topic. They would love to hear from you. Can I interview you? Or maybe they ask to interview you. If you're the one that's positioning yourself as the quote unquote expert, then maybe you'll get asked to do keynotes. Things start to happen once you get on the radar of people. But to be acknowledged, you must first acknowledge. And then finally, I have over there, to receive value, you must first provide value. Now, we touched on this earlier, but, you know, providing value is easy when you love what you do. That was one of the things from earlier. But this last one is to receive value, you must first provide value. If you want to receive value, right, which usually is money, if you want to receive money or you want somebody to jump on your list or whatever it is, you must first provide value. Provide value to people, and I promise you, value will come back to you. And listen, I just gave you an example of, you know, maybe you put something out there, it gets on the radar, one of the big people in your market, and they want to interview you, or they're willing to let you interview them. That's not the kind of stuff that you can plan for, but it's the kind of stuff that starts to happen on a daily basis, okay? Once you stay consistent for 6 months, a year, every day is it's exciting to wake up every day because you never know what opportunities will come your way today, right? It really becomes every day, things just start to happen. Somebody out of the blue will contact you and say, hey, are you interested in writing a book? Or, hey, can I interview you for my podcast? Things start to happen and it's so exciting, okay? It's so exciting. And all it takes is you got to take action, okay? You got to take massive action, being certain of success. So you see now that everything that people normally say, you know, take action and provide value. Now you have a manifesto, the Viralizers manifesto that you could turn to and go a lot deeper than just take action. We don't just take action, we take massive action and we do it certain of success with a mindset being certain that it will achieve success, right? It will be successful in whatever task it needs to complete. Right? To be acknowledged, you must first acknowledge. To receive value, you must first provide value. Making money is easy when you have a tribe. Building a tribe is easy when you provide value. Providing value is easy when you love what you do. Build relationships, not numbers. And finally, enjoy the hustle. Enjoy the hustle. Enjoy what you do. Whatever it is you love to do, go do it. That's it for this episode. My name is Kevin DeSilva. Make sure you check out our podcast at viralizers.com/iTunes. Or if you prefer, viralizers.com/Stitcher. Stitch, like you stitch with, if you're sewing, Stitch, E-R, right? So viralizers.com/Stitcher. You can download the Stitcher app. And also go over to viralizers.com. You'll see there's a couple of places there now where you could join the mailing list. Join that mailing list because I promise you, while on the inside of the show, we talk a lot about beliefs and mindset. Well, that's the way we've been starting it off anyway, laying the foundation for everything that's about to come. On viralizers.com, there's a lot of action training videos, okay? And I want to be able to let you know about those as soon as they come out. I'm also going to be launching another brand, which is Traffic Formulas. Traffic Formulas is going to be all about just getting traffic, okay? While as Viralizers, we have, you know, we go into a lot of topics, but And, you know, obviously viral marketing is about going viral, but it's more about social, right? Where on Traffic Foam is we're going to be talking about just traffic, right? We're going to go really deep into how to guest blog, SEO, all that great stuff. So, you know, make sure you jump on the mailing list so you can stay updated about all that kind of stuff. Ebooks are about to start coming out, all sorts of cool stuff. Go over to viralize.com, look around, enjoy. And, you know, I know there's a lot of videos in episodes like this that go a little long, but make sure you listen to them all and listen to them from beginning to end, because I think you'll get a lot of value. And, you know, also go to my fan page, because on my fan page, I've been sharing a lot of stuff that is not mine, right? Because there's a lot greater minds out there than mine. And I try to find all their content that's really valuable and share it with you guys. So that's it for this episode. My name is Kevin De Silva. Thanks for sticking with me for all this time. I'll see you on episode number 4 and over on the inside at viralizers.com.